Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The verdict is in the trial of Casey Anthony, the Florida mother accused of killing her 2-year-old child.
As to the charge of first-degree murder, verdict as to count one, we, the jury, find the defendant not guilty, so say we all.
Anthony was facing the death penalty. Instead, she was found not guilty on counts of first-degree murder, aggravated manslaughter, and aggravated child abuse. She was found guilty on several charges of providing false information to police. It's been a sensational case, the prosecution portraying the 25-year-old single mom from Orlando, Florida, as a party girl who saw her daughter Kaylee as an obstacle to her lifestyle and waited 31 days to report her missing. In a surprise defense, Anthony claimed that her daughter drowned in her parents' pool, and that she and her father, who she also accused of abusing her as a child, panicked and dumped Kaylee's body in a nearby woods. Her father, George Anthony, refuted that story on the stand, said that for a month after Kaylee disappeared, Casey told him the child was alive, even inventing a nanny named Zanny. The defense coming back that Casey's behavior was a coping mechanism. Nicole Creston has been covering this trial for WMFE Public Radio in Orlando. And just having been in Orlando, Nicole, I know that this has been wall-to-wall coverage there. Throughout the trial, Casey Anthony stone-faced. What was her reaction today?
Well, Robin, that face melted, that stone face melted into tears the moment that she heard that the verdict was in not guilty for first-degree murder. And she's been smiling and crying, and her attorneys have been in a group hug with her.
You tell us. Characterize this, near acquittal. Is it as stunning as it would seem to those, you know, the conventional wisdom? Certainly the talk circuit wisdom was that she was guilty.
Oh, absolutely. It is a complete stunner. They're calling this the first social media trial, and right now Twitter and Facebook are abuzz, and I'm sure that this evening the talk show circuit will also be abuzz. Everyone was expecting at least an aggravated child abuse charge, that she was not guilty of that, as well as aggravated manslaughter of a child. She was only found guilty on the 4 counts of lying to law enforcement.
Well, a biblical trial in many ways, with family member pitted against family member, as we heard. At one point during the trial, a volunteer searcher came forward to say that she had had an affair with Casey's father during the search for the little girl, and that he told her that the death was an accident, which, you know, he denied. So what do you have here? We watched in the television coverage of the verdict, the parents as well seeming not to have any emotion on their face.
You have more twists and turns in this case, Robin, than any that I think has been seen in recent history. I think if you wrote this as a script and took it to Hollywood, they would tell you that it was too far-fetched. You did have family member against family member, and people coming out of the woodwork with accusations, even an inmate from a jail up north writing to say he had information about Casey Anthony's case. Of course, that was proved false. There was fighting between the family members. There were people camped out on the lawn of the Anthonys, and they're trying to do it again now that the verdict is out. Media is wall to wall. It's just simply unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and of course, at the heart of it, it is heartbreaking. You know, that beautiful little child is dead. But what happens now? We heard about sentencing coming up the next couple of days for the charges of lying to officials. Obviously, this is a family. Who knows how they repair? But what happens now?
Well, Casey will be sentenced on Thursday at 9 a.m. for those 4 charges of lying to law enforcement. And we're hearing that she will get credit for time served. She has approximately 2 years in, and she's expected to get a maximum of 4 years per count. And you're absolutely right, Robin. At the heart of this is really a tragedy. It's the death of the 2-year-old child. And it seems like no one will really know what happened.
Nicole Creston of WMFE Public Radio in Orlando, Florida. As we said, the jury returned today, just a little while ago, with the verdict in the case of Casey Anthony, who had been accused of killing that little 2-year-old Kaylee. The jury acquitting her of all charges of murder, aggravated manslaughter, and child abuse, finding her guilty on charges of providing false information to police. Nicole, I know that this is going to reverberate for quite some time there in Orlando. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Robin.